If you've spent much time in the baking aisle at the grocery store, you may have noticed the increasing prominence of gluten-free or ancient grains on labels. According to an industry trade group, sales of alternatives to modern wheat are growing at double-digit annual rates. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tracked down some early adopters who are riding this wave.
Wayne Carlson became a convert to Ethiopia's staple grain while doing public health work in Africa in the mid-1970s. The tiny grain is called teff, T-E-F-F, and it has a mild, nutty, or earthy taste.
I came to know teff because I was eating it all the time and hosted by teff farmers.
Teff flour is the key ingredient for the signature spongy flatbread found in Ethiopian restaurants. In the late 70s, Carlson returned to America, got married, and settled in southwest Idaho. Then he hatched the idea to introduce teff grass to the inland northwest.
Geologically, it's very similar to Ethiopia. Ethiopia is placed on the East African Rift Valley, which is very much like the Snake River Plain.
Neither Wayne nor his wife Elizabeth are farmers or want to be, so they convinced actual farmers in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada to grow teff on contract for them, and they mill it. Until last year, though, there wasn't a single Ethiopian restaurant or bakery in the entire state of Idaho to sell the milled flour to.
The way we started was Wayne went through the Washington, D.C. telephone book and looked for the names that were Ethiopian.
And that's the way the business slowly grew for several decades, serving the far-flung Ethiopian and Eritrean immigrant community. The teff company has outgrown four different mills. The first was a little stone grinder in the Carlson's basement. They currently occupy a remodeled brewery complex in Nampa, Idaho. Carlson say the teff flour coming off this packing line could well land in an upscale natural food store now, or a commercial bakery.
I think there are people who are interested in new grains, nutritious foods.
Are you a believer now?
I guess I'd have to say yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I anticipated it would grow as it has.
A marketing flyer for the teff company says, "Move over, quinoa. There's a new grain in town." There is, in fact, a whole suite of unfamiliar grains now competing for shelf space and consumer attention. You could also try amaranth, sorghum, millet, spelt, einkorn, or emmer, some of which are locally grown and some even touted as superfoods.
Well, the ancient grain movement, I think, is largely driven by the desire for gluten-free foods.
That's Frank Morton, a seed grower from Philomath in Oregon's Willamette Valley. Besides going gluten-free, people are showing interest in whole grains for the taste, health benefits, or heirloom non-industrial heritage. The food commands premium prices. Morton has been breeding quinoa plants for about as long as the Carlsons have been pioneering teff. He says he's got six varieties ready for prime time.
And they are now going out to farmers, and they're being tested from Port Townsend, Washington, to Pasco, and all through Oregon. And somebody soon is going to begin producing quinoa commercially in the Pacific Northwest.
It's taken so long, Morton says, because he's had to adapt the quinoa to the local climate. Researchers from Oregon State and Washington State universities worked on this too. The original quinoa varieties from the highlands of South America could not tolerate our hottest summer days or rain at harvest time. I'm Tom Bonsi in Nampa, Idaho.